Welcome to the Halloween Evil Lives Fan Film Podcast. Welcome to another episode of Halloween Evil Lives, the Fan Film Podcast. We got a great episode for you guys today. First, we're going to start with some breaking news on Halloween Kills. It seems that on Instagram and Twitter, Jason Blum has tweeted that he has been in New York for some sort of meeting. Some speculate in the horror community that he is meeting with Universal Studios to talk about the marketing for Halloween Kills. And that leads us to another rumor that there might be a Halloween Kills trailer possibly this Friday with Fast 9. That would be amazing if that's true. I'm really excited. I hope that's true, that we get a full trailer for Halloween Kills. It'll be on Fast 9. That's Fast Furious Part 9 coming out this Friday. And now we'll go up to some updates with my current project, Halloween Evil Lives, the fan film. We got about, currently right now, I believe 7 days left on the campaign. We'd like to thank everyone that participated. We really appreciate everything you've done for us. And we made enough money to get things rolling at the end of September. However, we will need to do a second campaign, and that will begin at the end of July. And we'll need that campaign to get some additional funds so we can do some better stuff for the movie. I also would like to take this time to thank everybody that is currently on or has been on. I would like to start with Rob, Jimmy, Michael, and Aaron, and Sean, Sebastian, and Fred. They've all been there helping me through this process after Jared had passed this past March. They've been there helping to promote, helping creating graphics. So some of them are assistant producers. Some of them are actors in the movie. It's a really great team for Halloween Evil Lives. And like I said, starting at the end of July, we'll be relaunching our second campaign. We have some really great graphics coming out, some new perks. So we're hoping that will get us to where we need to be by the time we start filming in the end of September. And everybody that participated this first campaign will be getting all their perks. All physical perks will be going out October of 2022. We'll start shipping them out in September. And for the online shout out this October, I'll be doing a special podcast thanking everybody who did the online shout out and also in our Facebook group. If you haven't joined that, that's Halloween Evil Lives, the Facebook group. And we also have a YouTube page, and we also now have started a TikTok page. Just type in Halloween Evil Lives or Halloween Evil Live, and you'll find us on TikTok as well. I also would like to announce a other project I'm working on with a fellow named Michael Jordan, and it's called Batman the Dark Knight. I'll be voicing the Joker and playing him in that movie. So that'll be coming out soon on Facebook as well in the next coming months. That's an awesome, great project I've been working on as well. I'd also like to thank these individuals for having me on their podcast interviews for the Halloween Evil Lives project. First, we'll start with Greg of Python Paradise. It was a pleasure being on your show, Greg. Appreciate it. Then we'll start with Scotty Slasher. Thank you for having me on your show. It was a pleasure as well. Rob Mahoney, Father Mahoney's Horror. Thank you for having me. And Aaron, having me on The Ka, which I believe will be coming out this week in that interview I did on there. Appreciate all the podcast interviews I had so far to promote this project, Halloween Evil Lives. It's been amazing. We're doing good by Jared, I believe, by getting the word out. And also, today's episode, we'll be doing a movie review of Conjuring The Devil Made It, or as I call it, Conjuring 3. So let's get into that. So Conjuring The Devil Made Me Do It is based on the Warren's investigation case files. This case became a book. I think it also became a TV movie back in the 70s or 80s as well. And also Zach Bagans of Ghost Adventures has the rocking chair, the devil's rocking chair, in which the young boy David, who is possessed by demons, was given exorcisms. And he also has the exorcism tape of that. And that is connected with this Conjuring 3, The Devil Made Me Do It. I'll just go over some of the story here, and then we'll go into the movie deeper. And if you don't like spoilers, you don't have to listen to that part. Just stop the podcast at that if you don't want to hear the spoilers. If you mind spoilers, continue listening. So we'll go over just the general of the story. So the general of the story is there was a young boy named David who is possessed supposedly by demons. And his older sister had a boyfriend named Arnie, and the Warrens were involved, and some priests were involved, and they were trying to get this demon out of the young boy, David. And long story short, the older sister's boyfriend, basically, just like in the Exorcist movie, tells the demons, "Why don't you take me and leave the young boy alone," type deal. And he ends up getting possessed. And that's the premises of this movie, is possession. So now, if you don't like spoilers, we're going to go in deeper in the movie. All right, I'll give you a few minutes here if you want to shut it off. Okay, spoilers start now. So after the Arnie tells the demonic-possessed David, "Take me, you cowards, leave the young boy alone," he gets possessed by demons. Well, they show up maybe like a month later, and he ends up killing his landlord or boss, the person that owns the property. So now, you know, it's a murder case. And the thing is the older sister of David, she knows that that's not Arnie. He's not the one to kill someone or be violent at all. And they figure that he is possessed by the demons that had possessed David. So now they gotta go to court and, you know, try to get this off that he didn't do it. The devil made him do it. Or he was possessed, or he's insane. But in the movie, it goes from the point of view as, you know, the Warrens knew that the demon had gone into Arnie. It left David. And you got Ed Warren, they had him having his heart attack during this time, and he has to take medication, and they have Lorraine Warren, and she's trying to look out for him, make sure he's taking his pills and taking care of himself. At this point, he's walking with a cane because he has a heart condition, and he wakes up from his medical diagnosis and tells Lorraine, "The demon is now in Arnie." So then they got to figure out how to get to Arnie before anything bad happens. Well, it's too late. Unfortunately, Arnie kills his boss, the landlord of the property. I believe he was stabbed to death. And I thought going into this movie that maybe it was going to be a court case movie like The Possession of Emily Rose, but it didn't really play out that way. Instead, it was more like they put a subplot into it. We find out that a priest had a child out of wedlock, and this child ends up becoming a very black demonic worshiping witch. And she works with the Order of the Ram. And you might think, boy, the Order of the Ram sounds familiar. Where did I hear that? Well, in the first Annabelle movie, they mentioned that order. The girl that would eventually become the spirit or demonic attachment for Annabelle was part of that deadly cult. They were kind of like a Charles Manson type cult going around killing people in the name of the devil. Pardon me. So she is a witch practicing with the Order of the Ram, and she's doing all these bad things and cursing people and leaving like little totems, they call them, or little bewitched items at these places, allowing the demon to come in and do bad stuff to people. So this obviously didn't happen in real, that's not part of the real life story. And in some of these Conjuring movies, if you look at them, they always put a little subplot in them. And they do that to make the movie more interesting. Because if they did the real story, the movie would probably only be 15 minutes long. It wouldn't be an hour long. So the Warrens, of course, figure this out, that this family's being cursed by these totems. And it's this evil witch And by the end of the movie, they find out the priest admits that he's been hiding all this stuff because, in fact, it is his daughter that is head of the Order of the Ram, and she's creating all this demonic activity. And this, again, connects with the first Annabelle movie, where this cult, you know, is going around killing people, and his daughter is the leader of this cult, and she's doing all this stuff. Well, Adam and Lorraine, of course, find a way to defeat the evil, but because the witch, or the satanic priest or priestess, couldn't find a soul to bring to hell, she herself ends up becoming the soul brought to hell. The demon comes and kills her and brings her to hell. So, Conjuring the Devil Made Me Do It ends on a note that Arnie gets, he doesn't get found guilty. They find it for self-defense. They did not use demonic possession. And so they said he killed the guy out of self-defense, and he got off the case. It's one of the only cases in history, one of few, I believe, where, you know, they said the devil made him do it, that he was, that someone was possessed by a demon and did the crime. But I believe they went with the self-defense, and that's how he got out. But like Ed Warren says in the movie, you know, we swear to God every day, we swear into a courtroom, why can't we acknowledge, you know, the existence of the devil and evil? And there's a good point to that. Why can't you acknowledge that? If you're already saying that God exists, then there must be a devil. So that was an interesting concept with that. So to connect back to Zach Bagans and it all, Zach Bagans mentions this in one of his Ghost Adventures Halloween specials. They have what's called the Devil's Rocking Chair. And that is part of The Devil Made Me Do It, because that was the chair that little David sat in and was being exercised in. And then he does mention about how the boyfriend took on the demons himself and ended up murdering someone. And he said this is what Conjuring 3 is going to be about. Did I like Conjuring 3, The Devil Made Me Do It? I thought it was okay. I think that nothing beats the first Conjuring movie. That thing was terrifying with the witch, Bathsheba. That thing was terrifying, Conjuring 1. Conjuring 2, The Enfield Poltergeist was okay. It was decent. And Conjuring the Devil Made Me Do It, it was okay. There wasn't too many scary things in it. However, I wish they would have used the Bill Ramsey story, which Juan said he was going to use that one. James Juan, he said that they were going to do a werewolf one. You know, that's what the Bill Ramsey story is. They made a book, the Warrens, called Werewolf. It's about a man in an English town who was possessed by a demonic wolf spirit, and he took on some physical manifestations of a wolf. And you can find videos on it on YouTube, interviews with him. I got the book and I watched the interviews and stuff. That would have been an amazing Conjuring movie. I have no idea why they didn't make this the third one. They hinted at it with the Black Shuck and Annabelle Comes Home. There was like a werewolf type spirit in that one. They kind of hinted at the Bill Ramsey story. So I don't know, maybe the fourth one will be it. But I'm thinking they would have had a better chance getting, you know, past these little demonic possession ones and go with maybe a monster one with the werewolf. That would have been really cool and something different for the Conjuring universe. But if you, you know, like Conjuring Devil Made Me Do It, that's awesome. I'm not saying you don't have to, but I'm thinking they would have done better if they'd done the Bill Ramsey story. Or if they would have made this a courtroom drama, like they did with the Obsession of Emily Rose, where it flashes back and forth and they're fighting for this guy's freedom. That would have been cool if they would have went that route and put some spooky jump scares in it while they're flashing back and forth like they did with the Possession of Emily Rose. They should have done that, I believe. But, you know, I also went and saw Spiral. I'll do a little review on that. The Spiral, the Book of Saw by Chris Rock. I found it was pretty cool. It was very smart. It was well done. I think they will maybe possibly do a sequel. But speaking on Saw, I'm also working on Saw Billy's Game, which is going to be coming out soon. It's a small fan film based on the Saw franchise. And I got some awesome people working on that with me as well, besides Halloween Evil Lives. So, and also, I'll be posting the link for the Halloween Evil Lives Indiegogo campaign again in this podcast, because like I said, we only have 7 days left. We cut all the prices down. We got the $1 online shout out, the $2 movie credit shout out, and that'll be an official movie credit added to the Internet Movie Database as well. It's going to be cool. You can become a star. It's $2. You can get your name in the movie. It's impressive. And, you know, with Halloween Evil Lives, this campaign, we're winding down now. And we'll be relaunching at the end of July. It's going to be some really cool stuff coming up. So really pay close attention to the podcast, to the YouTube page, TikTok page, and Facebook group. Because there's going to be some awesome information coming up. As for everybody who paid for the online shout-out, I will be doing a special podcast in October. I will post in Facebook group your name with a graphic and also giving you an awesome shout-out in the October podcast. And I don't care how many people gave money for it, we're going to get everybody's name in it. Even if it's a two-hour podcast, we're going to give everybody credit for being amazing and giving us the funds to complete this project. As for now, we'll catch you on the next episode of Halloween Evil Lives, the Fan Film Podcast.